Treasures of Darkness by Jesus Speaking in Prophecy.
Here it comes, the black cloud. Sometimes it's triggered by an unpleasant event. Sometimes it descends when the drudgery of life seems unbearable. Sometimes it looms suddenly for no apparent reason. Despair, hopelessness, depression. It rolls in and out like a fog, sometimes lifting, sometimes settling, sometimes misty, foggy and gray, other times dense, dark and black. Sometimes it churns and swirls, and you feel you're being sucked under into a deep, dark well and may never be able to come up for air. When you feel overwhelmed, defeated, and like there's no point in even hoping or trying, when it seems that no amount of faith or prayer or positiveness is going to do you any good, think of the sun setting for the night behind the clouds. Though you can't see the sun and will not see it for some time, it's still there. It still warms the earth. It still gives life. It will rise again. Hope is similar. There is always hope. At times, it is hidden behind the clouds of despair, but it need never be lost. Faith in me is the only substantial source of hope, which is the secret of the human spirit's ability to find happiness. There is no space too small for the soul to grow, nor any cell too dark for the spirit to flourish. For you, my child, there is always a ray of light, a ray of love, a ray of hope, reaching out, shining down upon you. Sometimes you can't see it because you're looking down. Other times you can't see it because the dark black clouds are descending and hiding it from you. But it is always there. You can always rest assured you will see it again. You can also learn to discern the coming of the dark clouds, and you can learn through my spirit and power to hold them back. They will always pass over you, casting their shadow, but they need not engulf and encircle you. If you cry out to me for help, for comfort, for hope, for faith, then you can drive away the black clouds of depression and despair. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Hold on to me. Hold on to faith. Hold on to hope. Don't let go, or you will be overwhelmed by the darkness. Yet even when you are, remember that the sun rises again every morning, and hope will always return to the heart that seeks it. There is a power to lift you up, to encourage you, to give you a brighter outlook on life that is stronger than all of the powers that try to pull you down. Despair is a deep, dark pit that threatens to swallow up your joy of life. Negativity is like a magnet that pulls you into that pit. But I am stronger than any power of man, of the mind, of the heart, or of your surroundings. I am joy when all is sadness. I am light when all is darkness. I am hope when all is despair. I am peace when there is fear all around. Always think on the positive. If you find yourself thinking a negative thought, try to turn it into something positive. It won't be easy at first, because when negativity surrounds you, it's difficult to find anything good in life, in your situation, or even in your future. But think of yourself as living in a deep, dark mine. Life seems hopeless. It seems that there are no perks. But deep in the walls of this cavern are jewels of great price. There are diamonds and opals and gems of inestimable value. When you're overwhelmed with the dark dankness of your situation, think of yourself as a miner. Dig deep into the rocky walls and find that sparkling treasure, the positive. In the Bible, I talked about the treasures of darkness. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel. You will find that your determination to discover joy in sorrow, happiness in pain, and your will to turn negative thoughts into positive thoughts will be the keys to your sanity. Positive thoughts are your treasures of darkness and your hidden riches in secret places. It's easy enough to be happy and cheery when everything is going well. When you're healthy, have your loved ones beside you, and are in a good situation, it's not a triumph to keep your chin up and stay positive. But when you can look on the bright side of things, when everything around you seems dark and gloomy, when you can find those diamonds and jewels in the dark rocks of your mine, that shows great strength of character. You are the victor when you learn to turn bad into good, sorrow into joy, despair into hope, through the power of positive thoughts, faith, and dependence on me. And you won't have to do it alone, because I will help you.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.